Hi, everyone. Welcome back. This is True Story, powered by the Institute of Documentary Film. It's our 20th anniversary, and I am very, very happy to be here. I am Nicole Edelman, one of your co-hosts, and today we are interviewing Volia Chaikovskaya, and I'm very excited to have her with me today. Recently, I was able to watch her directorial debut. It is a beautiful short film called Common Language, and it's about her family. And we'll talk more about that when we get there, but I'd love for Volia to introduce herself and share what you'd like for our listeners so they can get to know you a little bit better. Thanks for being here.
Hi, everyone. Really nice to be here. I don't know what to say. Should I tell about what I'm doing?
Yeah, definitely. Well, we know some things about you. You are from Belarus and you currently live in Estonia.
So I founded and I'm running Northern Lights Nordic Baltic Film Festival in Belarus for 7 years. 2 last years in a row, we did online edition. We moved completely online because of pandemic and because of political crisis in Belarus, because it became very insecure to run and organize a festival offline in Belarus. Apart from that, I'm producing documentaries for already 7 years. I have produced, for example, the Road movie by Dmitry Kalashnikov, which was premiered at the first appearance competition at ITFA Amsterdam, mm-hmm. 2016. This was my producer's debut, by the way. And currently, my producer's work is Yoyogi, documentary by Max Kalamidov, Estonian director who is based in Tokyo, a very poetic, nostalgic, and beautiful film about a park in Tokyo called Yoyogi.
Wonderful.
Besides that, I'm also directing.
Yes.
And to be honest, I was actually thinking about me starting directing. And I realized that it has been a very long path for me to start doing it how I really, really wanted it, I think, for quite a while. And this is very sad and at the same time very comic and super inspiring that I finally started doing it. Like, first of all, I think I wasn't enough courageous or self-confident to start doing it earlier. At the same time, when I entered Baltic Film and Media School documentary film masters, where we were supposed to direct a short film every semester, basically. Mm. I was forced to do it. Sort of, I put myself in the situation where I had to do it because it was like an assignment from the university. Mm-hmm. You know? So mm-hmm. I didn't have a way out. So this was my way of pushing my own boundaries, mm-hmm. like getting out of a comfort zone, sort of. And I realized lately, now when I'm already working on my first feature-length documentary, I realized that no one, not a single human being in the world, was actually shocked, surprised, or I don't know, whatever else negatively impressed by the fact that I'm directing as well from now on. It was only me who was like doubting that whether it's okay because I'm a producer, how would people perceive me as a producer since I'm started directing and my films are so personal, you know, all these kind of things were like really bothering me. And it was really like strange to discover about myself. So I'm happy I'm doing it.
Yes. For our listeners, currently we are Zooming in one another. So I have a visual and I just want to share with our listeners that you're beaming, you're emotional and beaming and smiling. And I don't know you well, I'm meeting you now, but I can imagine that your friends have experienced you as an art maker their whole lives and are just seeing you flourish and start to blossom. And it's very, very beautiful to see. And I think that's a beautiful entree, if I may, into your directorial debut. Common Language is such a personal film. It is about bravery and difficult conversations. And before I really tap into it, what brought you into documentary film in the first place?
I have journalistic background, and I think it's pretty common that people with a journalistic background, they somehow at some point of their lives, they enter like a documentary film world, documentary film industry. I was working as an art and film art journalist and film critic in back in Belarus when once I started to help out to some Belarusian filmmakers with whatever. Once I started doing it, I realized that I sort of have the capacity to do this kind of things, mm-hmm. you know, for filmmakers. This is how I started producing, because for me it was like sort of helping out or serving to other people, for other people to implement their ideas. Mm-hmm. Because producers very much in a good way, but sometimes also in a bad way, a servant.
Definitely. So you're collecting the team of people to make your vision happen, you know?
Yeah. And at the same time, I was writing a lot of articles while working as an art journalist about how Belarusian film industry is completely broken, how it's underfinanced, how it's corrupted, how independent filmmakers don't really have opportunities, funds, exposure, like nothing really. And I've been writing about it for years and years, criticizing like National Film Studio, Belarus Film, the Ministry of Culture system, and whatnot. And at some point, I just realized that this doesn't really make any change in the country like Belarus. Like, unfortunately, it's not really having any positive outcome. And it's you don't really have, this positive outcome, and you start to lose hope. And I just at some point realized that, okay, I have to expand, mm-hmm. Expand like myself, like personally, mm-hmm. professionally. Mm-hmm. And for me, it became obvious that if I can't, like my words, when I'm writing something, they don't change anything, then I just start doing something myself and maybe this will change something.
Mm-hmm. And to also add a visual to it as well, right?
Exactly.
The visual medium of film.
Yes, exactly. So this was a very difficult path, and it still is. Mm-hmm. I mean, because entering a film industry with no money, with like very patriarchal, very mm-hmm. sexist sometimes, it was not easy, and it's still sometimes not easy. However, I live abroad already for mm-hmm. 3 years. Well, this is how I started.
Volia Chaikovskaya is a film producer, director, and festival founder, born in Belarus and based in Estonia. She graduated from the Faculty of Journalism in Belarusian State University in 2010 and has received a master's degree in Tallinn University for Baltic Film in Estonia. She is a voting member of the European Film Academy and alumni of Emerging Producers. She founded a festival, Northern Lights Nordic Baltic Film Festival in Belarus, which is a film festival platform totally independent of Belarusian establishment support. She launched Volia Films production company in 2016. Her producer's documentary debut, The Road Movie, directed by Dmitry Kalashnikov, was qualified for the Oscars and had its world premiere at ITFA 2016. She produced Alexander Michalkovich's film My Granny from the Mars, which premiered at Jihlava Documentary Film Festival in 2018. Volia also co-produced Pure Art, documentary by director Maxim Schwed from 2019, which has become a kind of gateway for international dialogue on the current situation in Belarus. Currently, Volia is working as on-site producer and director in All Film Estonia. She is finishing post-production of an Estonian-Japanese documentary film, Yoyogi, by the director Max Golomidov. Her directing debut is the short film Common Language, an intimate portrait of the director's family, underlying traumas from her Soviet-like childhood, and revealing the genesis of shame for being as she is for herself and many women in Belarus and worldwide. Volia is currently working on her first feature-length documentary film about women of Belarusian revolution.
Again, I'm enthralled by Common Language. Were you raised to be exploratory like this? Were you allowed in your family dynamic to grow and expand the way that you most clearly need to do?
No. I think it's very much, you can see it from the film.
So what was the impetus? What was the big push for you to make such a private, personal, And I mean, it's about your family. And I know from the visuals, they were uncomfortable in some regards. And so just even that, our willingness to be uncomfortable, their willingness to go on camera and be uncomfortable with you, so beautiful.
Yeah, thank you so much. Well, it took a while before I actually, got this like courage, bravery, whatever to do it. And in the very beginning, I think it was thanks to my master in Baltic Film and Media School, because this film was like a student assignment. We had to do a personal film, and we were all sort of discussing like, okay, how we're going to present ourselves, so what we're going to tell, what kind of stories we're going to tell about ourselves for this personal movie. And I think I had like many, many defensive mechanisms inside me, so that I didn't want to go that deep in the beginning. I was like, okay, I'm going to make something very creative, maybe abstract, like incorporate also some of my poetry, because I'm also a poet.
Doesn't surprise me, girl.
So was making up all kinds of stuff to not tell the real story. And then during one of the classes, we were talking with all the classmates and our master, Riho Vastrik. He is also quite well-known Estonian producer and director. We started to tell about our families. He said, like, okay, tell me about your family. And I was like, oh no, and I'm going to start crying. And he's like, okay, you can cry, no problem. Mm-hmm. And we started talking, and I told him about my father and how it was difficult. And he said, okay, this is a story. You should go film your father. Come on. And I was like, oh no, I'm not going to do it. And he was like, no, you should go. You should go and try. If nothing comes out, like, no problem, like, go and try. And I was like, yeah, okay. And I went. And at first, like, my idea was to film just my father, because my mother refused to be filmed. But then I came, and my initial idea didn't work, because my father got fired from this work. He was working, he's already a pensioner, but mm-hmm. he was working as a bodyguard in one office building or something, just to get like some extra money. And he got fired because this office building was shutting down or something like that. It was under construction, reconstruction. And so I didn't have already a premise to just observe my father while working, which was my initial idea, and just be with my father. And I was like, okay. And this happened like several days before my planned trip to Belarus, to Vitebsk, where my parents are living.
Ты меня любишь, пап?
Люблю. А кого мне любить? Я тебя люблю, Иван, и Ванюшу люблю, и маму люблю, всех люблю.
And then I said, okay, like, I'm going to be filming you in the apartment, just going to be asking you questions, do whatever. So I was basically improvising. And then I said, like, okay, mom, maybe you will also join. And she said, yeah, okay, I will join, since like father, okay, I can't like stand that the father is going to be in the film and I'm not, then okay. My answer is yes.
Funny.
Yeah. So she agreed also. And I just started with an interview, because I think this is my way of exploring the world, asking bold, straightforward questions.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Just from my own experience, a little bit of Buddhist practice, let's say, is absolutely feel the fear and do it anyway. And I think as artists, and I see it so clearly in your eyes, there's no other choice. And I think that you're going to come up against this many times in your career, and you're going to realize, oh, snap, I got to do the thing that I don't want to do, but I have the skills and the ability to do that thing. It's a beautiful film. You really inspired me. I need you to know that. You know, it was inspirational for a story that I might need to tell one day. Do you know what I mean? So good for you, girl. Really. How did you feel growing up knowing that you're different and your parents had such communication?
Oh my God, you're asking such difficult questions.
I'm sorry. I think that's what we're here for. I think no pressure at any time, you can pass. You know, it's a very evocative film.
Yeah, well, it wasn't easy. It has always been like really tough. and challenging. I don't know. At the same time, somehow, like, you know, because my family is very Soviet family, and my mother has like very, very Soviet attitude towards like, okay, how should a woman live her life? How she should look? How to raise a girl? How to raise a boy? Because I also have, by the way, a younger brother, and this has always been like also a very interesting
dynamic.
Yeah, very dynamic, because it's been always like this comparison, like, okay, boys do this, girls do this, don't do this, don't do that, don't go there. So I guess like my natural curiosity was completely sort of like shut down at some point by the parents, because, you know, when you're repeatedly experience this, that you don't do this, don't go there, don't, yeah, this pressure. Then of course you start to, you know, find your ways how to survive. You go like in your inner world, like your escape. That's why maybe I started writing poetry. I started writing poetry in the middle school, I guess. This was my way, escapism. Yeah.
You are not alone.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
And one of my questions was about siblings, and you answered that question, you know, so a strange dynamic. And I say that too. How old were you when you made Common Language, if you don't mind sharing?
2019, I was filming, so it was 3 years ago, I was 30.
Okay, so just really big, brave discoveries as you're really emerging into adulthood, I think. In the film, you see it clearly, the heart pain, you know, yours, your parents, the difficulty from the framing to the meal, you know, the shot that is the still with you both in bed. Beautiful. How has making the film helped or calmed some of that heart pain for you, your family?
I think it was quite healing, at least for me, definitely for me. It was like, it was really, really needed on the first place to get rid of a like huge amount of shame that I was carrying on my back since I was very little, because of my family history, you know, because my family history is very broken, because my father used to be an alcoholic and my mother is not a very simple person, not the easiest to handle. So it's been a lot of shame. And for me, for example, now I'm reading an autobiography of Marina Abramović.
Mm-hmm. Know her work? Yes, I love her work.
Her work also. She is like one of the idols for me.
Okay, awesome.
And like, yeah, huge inspiration. And her, like, I can really relate so much mm-hmm. to what she's sharing in her autobiography, mm-hmm. really her family history, her communication with her parents, like all the traumas that she went through, like are really, really similar to what I've been through. However, like, I mean, still the stories are different, but, you know, the feelings, the emotions are very similar. So I think it's, and she's saying also about the shame that, and when I was reading it, I was like so relieved that, oh my God, I'm not the only one who has the shame about my family history. Oh, Jesus. And she's turning it into like a big art.
Mm-hmm.
And she is very courageous and brave. And she's really like pushing the boundaries, like limits of her body, you know, like
So you're really using film and documentary for your medium, and she's a performance artist. And it's beautiful to explore those arenas in the ways that you guys do. That's awesome. Have your parents seen the film?
Yeah, they have seen the film.
And dun da da da.
Well, the reaction was very ordinary. Like, my mother said that she's a bit unhappy that she doesn't look so like good enough or beautiful enough in the film. She said that she looks too fat. Well, and my father said that, good girl. Like, daughter, you're a good girl. <That's it. laughs>
And we'll take that and we'll just take it. Yeah. You're like, thanks, Dad. Yeah. I love it. Yeah. Where can people see Common Language?
It's a good question, because right now Common Language is selected for national competition at Perth Shorts.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And there's going to be a screening on 17th of November in Tallinn.
Awesome.
Yeah, and I think film is still available at dafilms.com. the VOD platform, which is also like Institute of Documentary Film, I think is one of the core organizers or like somehow partners of this platform.
Thank you so much for joining us. I really have other questions. However, time is ticking and we gotta go. Thank you so much for joining us today, Volia. It was really lovely. Is there anything else that you'd like to say before we wrap up?
It's my pleasure. It's very interesting for me to discover that what I'm doing is people are interested in it.
I'm older than you, we need to hear stories. We are connected to story, personal stories. We are storytellers. We are wired for creativity. I understand all of the ways that we get locked and stuck in shame, you know, but it's our job as artists, as you are doing, to unleash and to share and to allow others to know that they can do that too if they need to. I mean, we're changing DNA, you know. If you choose to have children, you're not going to raise your child exactly how you were raised, right?
Yeah. I remember there were moments when I was a bit regretting that I still don't have a kid, but then I was like, oh my God, I was so broken. Like, what would I taught my kid? Like, now I'm much more happier, much
exactly.
more healed.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
I think about that too. I grew up in the 90s, mm-hmm. you know, which mm-hmm. was a very different culturally and generationally than my parents, obviously. Mm-hmm. We've learned a lot. It's called human evolution. You're doing a great job. It's really, really nice to meet you, Volia. Thank you for your time
Thank
today.
You.
And
Thank
I hope
you
to
so
see you
much.
at a film festival soon. I'm a fan.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you for your inspiration. Have a great day with all your projects. Good luck with your feature film documentary. We can't wait to support you. And from everyone here at Institute of Documentary Film, thank you.
Thank you so much. My pleasure.
Have a great day. Until next time, true story.
Bye.
Bye.